we developed yesterday in Tezvav, in Dapei, the Davosh, the appreciation that the Rav Papa Huda Ben Yeshua really engaged in a very, very fundamental definitional machlokas about Keret. It's rooted, as the Gemara tells us in Tezvav and Aleph. It was at the Cheskeshimer Tani, about the Cheskeshimer Tani. It's rooted in a factual question of how likely is Keret? Is it a little bit more likely than the boundary line of what you're naturally responsible for as an owner? Or is it a little bit less likely than that? Do we categorize it as Urche or Lav Urche? From that flows, Gemara Tezvav tells us explicitly whether I see it as a bit of mamon or an added kas. From that flows also more fundamentally what even falls within the parameters of keret. How do you define keret? As Tosfos Rei indicates us in Tezvav and Beis, that's why the Gemara is raising in the Maskana of Tezvav and Beis the case of kal b'da'achal imri shunur da'achal tarnagola, because it's not just a question of when you pay keret, are those tashlumin mamon or knas. But the question of when do you pay dine keret? What is categorized as keret? The Torah does tell us that there's a din of negicha, and for negicha you sometimes pay nezek shalom, sometimes pay chazi nezek, tam pay chazi nezek, more pay nezek shalom. The question is, how do you generalize that category? Do you see it as being defined by intent, malicious intent, kavan al hazik, or do you see it as being defined by being abnormal? Both are, or both might be aspects, features of the example the Torah gives. The example the Torah gives is specifically an animal attacking with its horn. So the one categorization in trying to grapple with how do you make sense of Torah is one paragraph about one or more paragraphs about Nikisha Bakaran, Torah is another paragraph, Kiaver Sakir Karim, Shilach is Bir, or the paragraph of Shane Randall. So I understand why the Torah needs to give me both cases. And clearly Hilko Sayan, there are different halachas. How do you differentiate between Karim on the one hand and Shane Randall on the other hand? So one thing that's clear, the Gemara tells us explicitly already on Beis Mavez, it's not about anatomy. You can have cases that involve the animal's feet or teeth, which are classified as keren. And conversely, you can have cases that involve the animal's horn that might be classified as shein or raga. An animal's walking by and manages to, while it's moseying along, minds its own business, its horn gets caught on something and it pulls it and drags it, that's going to be ragdoll. If you have an animal that needs to, that has the need to rub its horn on something because it's itchy, you know, needs to rub down its antlers maybe, that's going to be an example of shame. It's definitely not about an animal. The machlokes becomes, as we develop last days from the Rav and Aaron Cutler, that if you read Tosfos slowly and carefully on Daf Tezvav and Daf Hey, what machlokes is, it's definitely the axis along which we're categorized, definitely not a question of anatomy, which body part of the animal is involved, but it might be a question of motivation, or it might be a question of frequency. And that's, we saw reflected in Daf Hey and Beis as well. The Gemara said, well, there's a machlokes, whether you see keren as that which is not mu'ad mitchilaso, or you see keren as that which is kavan lazo. There's a question of Tosfos Ahead of Days, quoted at times, said, oh, that's a restatement of Daf as well. To say that's all about el mu'ad mitchilaso, in other words, lav urche, that's for Huda Rebbe Yeshua, Pachanis Kaknasa. To say it's all about kavan lazik, that's Rav Papa who said Polygoniska Mamona, which brings us back here. Number one brings us back here because the Gemara on Daf Hey, remember, Lamdas, we're seeing that the Gemara is raising. Is that what's really driving this? Is Polygoniska, that's the Polygoniska Mamona. Do we define, is Karen so unusual that could be defined as Lav Urche, or is Karen not so unusual? What defines it, therefore, must be instead the malicious intent? But what that drives in the Gemara in Dave, what the Gemara in Dave was ostensibly directly, I should say, what the Gemara in Dave is directly interested in trying to solve is, could Karen be learned from others or not? In terms of thinking about the Mishnah and the Mahatzah, you could have. Wouldn't have all of them, you would have learned it. You would have learned it, you wouldn't have learned it. And there it's all theoretical. But here the Gemara raises it, and it has some application in that base of base. Because the Gemara actually said, well, you better give me a second pasuk, coming back to that base of base. Tana Rabbanan, ki yigach, ein negicha ela bekeren. When the Torah says yigach, what does it mean? The Torah describes a sharp causing damage to an act of negicha. What does negicha mean? The Brisa says, you know, top base of base, negicha means damaging with the horn, gori. How do I know? Two psukim. Number one, shenemar yaspo tzikim ekinana karni barzel. The Navi Sheker says to the king, he brings a prop, he brings fake horns, which he puts on, he says, Ko'amar Hashem ve'ilatin agafazam, claims falsely that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to attack Aram the way one would attack with these sorts of horns. You're going to destroy them. So the end of the Torah, and the pasuk they use in the Torah. It's nagah, negicha, in the context of Karen. The Omer, as well as a second additional pasuk from the Chumash, the Chorosh HaRahogelo, the Karni Re'ein Karnav. You will be no geyach with karnayim. Once again, negicha with the keren. The Gemara wants to know what's the deal there. Well, what I mean, so what's wrong with the first pasuk? And don't tell me it has to do with the fact the first pasuk is not from Chumash. We're not deriving any halachic principles here. We're just working on lexicography. We're just trying to translate this term in biblical Hebrew. What does nun gimel ches mean? So you could use a pasuk in Chumash, you could use a pasuk in the Din of Suvim, you could use some other text that you dug up that happened to be written in the same language. We're not, the halachic principles come from Chumash, that's Mishpatim. You know what the Torah means when it says Negif. That's what the Gemara backs off and says, no, the reason the hole in the first pasuk that's plugged up by the second pasuk, what the weakness in the first pasuk is not that it's not Chumash. The weakness in the first pasuk is that it talks specifically about Karen Tulushin. I would have, if I only had that first pasuk, which is talking about a very unusual case of artificial horns, not organic natural horns actually grown from the animal, it's a person holding artificial horns, metal horns, I would have said, maybe negicha is limited to artificial horns. Meaning that you poke. Maybe negicha means to poke with a stick. Not to attack with your horns. So I say, oh, if an animal picks up a stick in its mouth and charges and pokes with that stick, yeah, then you have tam chatzi nezek more nezek shalom. But otherwise, what? Otherwise, it would be something else. But mechuberes imakul medesi. But I would, if I didn't have the second pasuk that teaches me that negicha includes karen mechuberes, I would have thought that negicha karen mechuberes is not negicha, and the Karen, I would have mistakenly thought the Karen Michal Beretz actually doesn't pay Chatzi Nezek. Instead, it only pays Nezek Shalom. Ad Kan Dibur HaGemara, and that's why, that's why we need the pasuk. That's what the Gemara said. I need the second pasuk to make sure that I don't mistakenly limit the term negicha to an artificial disconnected object, to Karen Tulusha. To make sure I don't mistakenly think the Karen Mechuberes says it different. Tosis says, well, why? Tosis not the only. Other Rishon also raises the question, well, how? Let's say, so let's go down that route, that hypothetical route. Let's say we didn't have a second pasuk. We try to prove the second pasuk necessary, because were I not to have the second pasuk, I would have ended up in a different place. How would I have ended up in a different place? How would I have ended up sans that second pasuk, without that second pasuk from Zos Habracha. If all I have is Tzidkiyah ben Kanan, Karanei Baritol. So how do I end up with the conclusion that Karen Mechuberes actually pays Nezek Shalom? The Torah will say, hey, Daisy, where would that come from? Let's try to understand. In other words, Tosis is saying, again, Tosis is very terse. Let's, in Achanami, let's say all I can prove is that the term Negicha means Karen Tulusha. It means a stick that the animal's holding, not an actual organic horn. So how would I have ended up saying that organic corn is any more? So let's say it's not one of the cases. So it's a tolda. If it's not in Chumash, listen, had I thought that Negicha only includes Karen Klush, then Karen Mechuberes wouldn't be in Chumash at all. Okay, so then what? Then what? It's a tolda of what? Maybe Tolusha, Naika Tolusha. If I say, well, Karen Mechuberes would be a tolda of Karen Tolusha, that's a pretty natural assumption, but then Viter, the din remains Chatzi Nezek. The Gemara is assuming that otherwise somehow I would end up with a din. The Torah had told me explicitly that Karen Mechuberes is Mun, I would have ended up saying that Karen Mechuberes is Karen, I would have thought that it's somehow Mun. What? Not learning from Karen Lusha. Where else would I learn it from? Imi Sharamos, Tosa says, well, you want to know whether I could learn Karen, classic Karen Mechuberes from other orphans? Well, that's a Gemara in Dafei Amud Beis. That's a Machlokas. You want to say, no, I'll learn from Shane and Regal and Ash and Bar, just like they are Nezek Shalem, so too Karen Mechuberes will be Nezek Shalem. Well, that's the Machlokas. Hatina, that's fine. Laman da Amar, according to the second man, da Amar da Mehemebet. Laman da Karen Adib, the Kabron Salahazik, but Philo Karen Asi. Ah! Yehoda, you could have learned Karen from the others, but yeah, I could have learned Karen from the others. That's what it says. And then Tosis fixed him. By the way, who said that? Kidna Farjim and Tom Bakaman, and then Tom explains later in Tosis, we saw that Tosis, that the one that apologized to Mimona. The Islay Stam Shabar Ma Bekeska Shimur Kind. Okay. So if you hold that way, that's developed. Have a Lamanda apologized to Knasa. If you hold apologized to Knasa. If, because the Gemara had said on Hame Face, there's a Machlokas. Could I have, if the Torah would not have, oh, the Torah only would have written Bor and Regel, or Bor and Ish. How many other avos would I have derived using the Mamatzinu from those two? The Gemara and Machlokas, would I have derived everything except for Karen? Or would I have even derived everything including Karen? And that was my hope. The Gemara said, well, first Manda Amar, anonymous Manda Amar, Dafenebe says you can't learn Karen from the rest because Karen is weaker because Karen is not Muad. Meaning, according to Tosas, blah, okay? Second one says, no, you could have learned Karen for this, because I got Karen is Havros Lahazik. Even more argument to be had. Okay, so, Lemaisa, the Gemara and Hema Beit HaMachlokas, could you have learned Karen from the other Avos or not? Either no, because it's Lav Orkhe, Karen is Lav Orkhe, or yes, because Karen is Kavanos Lahav. So Tosas says, well, that's exactly that. Our Gemara seems to be assuming yes. And that Beis and Beis. Gemara says, if Karen Mechuberes, real Karen, wasn't included in the term Yitzchak and Chumash, I would have instead, apparently, learned it from the others. Right? Because I would have said Kum Legacy. The Tosa says, well, why is the Gemara here taken as a Davar Pashas? I said, well, if I wouldn't have the first Pashas, then obviously Karen Mechuberes would have been Mua. Meaning, I would have learned it from the rest. Tosa says, why is that so obvious? Here it's obvious, but at the end of the days, it was a big machlokas. Okay? So that's very nice. According to the second day of the Gemara, at the end of the days, that Karen is also Asya. Good. So that's what we're saying here. How about according to the first mana? Well, mana Rapalin is Kaknasa, the other Shita, who the Gemara on Hayabay didn't say anything about Rapalin is Kaknasa. Why haven't they just said, the first one in the world you can't learn Karen, because that one would kill also. Tosis is injecting your main account. Yeah, Tom's shot is that first man da'amar is none other than Ruhun Rebbe Yehuda Yeshua. Man da'amar pagan is tiknas. The Islay Stam Shamar Mechez Kashim Rakani. Is that Lo Asir Karen? That Karen is La Burche, Lo Asir Karen Nikulu. What's it all about? So now he says, let me give you a little piece of that. Gemara, you know, the Gemara says, nothing. He shot his bar benai. Here's the first sheet. If you would have bar together with one other av in the Chumash, so that will already be sufficient to learn out what? Kul asti kulu, all the others would flow from that without being written explicitly. Lavar mi karen, except for karen. The equivalent question came, who had the mitzvah last time? That was the Gemara's first sheet. Post as he repeats when they write in the hand, what did the mitzvah last time mean? Dark and lahazak. All the others are normal. Mashaykin be karen, the bechez kashimur kind. As opposed to karen, which is bechez kashimur, meaning karen is lav orche. That's Tosis is kasha. How come the pay presents as machlokas, and here the Gemara just took it as the rapasha? That's the Tosis is kasha in a nutshell. On the hand, maybe the machlokas, could you in theory learn count from the others, or no? It's too low a level. Here the Gemara seems to take the rapasha. The Gemara doesn't say that explicitly. The Gemara implies by saying, I would have thought that Karen Machlokaris is Mu'ah. The Gemara here is taking the rapasha, you could learn Karen from the rest. Pretty straightforward. Is it my focus or is it the Rapasha? Now, you might be wondering, so why Tosfos make it so complicated? I always have to inject the Talmud. What's the longness of it? Talmud is the Talmud, but it's the Lona. You don't need the longness to ask the question. You just need the question. The Gemara says in the Hayim Beis, is my focus, can you learn Karen for the rest or not? And here the Gemara is assuming that you can. Now, it could be, Tosfos also injects all the Geshmak, especially it's Geshmak for us because I took you on the tour. We started in Daf Tezvav, then went to Daf Hei, and then came back to Daf Beis. If I wouldn't have taken you on that tour, you would just be learning Daf Beis, and you try to learn Tosis, you're like, what's going on here? Paulus Gemara, Paulus Kasa, whoa! So we did things in logical order. We started with Daf Tezvav, and then Hei, and then Beis. Why is Tosis injecting all this? That's a good question. The question is, the Hei is Machlokas, and Beis is Pasha. The answer might be, you definitely need to say it to the Hei. If I tell you, hey, Ari, in one place the Gemara says, has a Machlokas 2 days, so that's something. A different Gemara only presents one of the 2 days, and doesn't mention the Machlokas. Does that bother you? Does that not bother you? Bother you. What would be the most obvious solution? This Gemara is good. Daf Hei is the Machlokas. Daf Hei is the Gemara talking according to one approach. And indeed, some Rishonim say, yeah, the answer is okay, our Gemara is following one Shita Daf Hei and Beis. Not the most unusual answer, right? The pretty obvious answer. The weakness in that sort of answer, that Gemara number one gave both opinions, Gemara number two is just following one of the two opinions. Number one, you didn't reference. Number two, that's a much more attractive answer if, in fact, the one that gets mentioned some is the one that we accept. Right? One of our quote both started. The other one just said the one that we passed in life. Okay. That I understand. It's much more attractive to say, yeah, we're just quoting one shita if that's the shita that we accept. Now, if we hadn't learned Tezvav, and we hadn't learned Tosfos on Daf Hei, we just learned the Gemara Daf Hei has my focus, can you learn Karen for the others or not? How do we paskin? Well, paskin? Nothing to paskin on. It's a theoretical, hypothetical. If we wouldn't say Karen the Chumash, you know, what would be? I don't know. You don't sock on that. You come to Daf Hei, okay, so the Gemara put one of the two opinions. Maybe that's the one that we quote unquote paskin like, whatever that is. It's the one that's more accept it. That would be a very reasonable way of going about it. It becomes less exciting to just say, well, our Gemara is just quoting one of the two shitos, when you realize that we actually don't pass like this shito. Don't pass it. It's a theoretical machlokas. It's not a theoretical machlokas. Because what Rabbeinu Tam accomplished on that day of days is that the theoretical hypothetical issue of could you have learned Karen from the others is a theoretical nafkamina in a practical machlokas, a pogonis to knasa, pogonis to mamona. And there is a machlokas, there is a pshat on that. We know the din. If you do karen, you cannot sue for that without smuchin. If someone's mode to have the animal did karen, he's potter, pogonis to knasa. And a third nafkamina. We know that we consider kavod da'achal imri a mishuna case to be chayiv as karen, not to be potter. Three practical nafkaminas. A theoretical nafkamina, a fourth theoretical hypothetical nafkamina is, if the Torah would never have written karen, could I have learned it from the others? Could have been a time when Daf Hei told me, when the Gemara raised that theoretical question on Daf Hei, that was just one branch of a larger, deeper, more fundamental conceptual machlokas, pavinis kakas, pavinis zonona. So Rabbeinu Tam took that little piece of Gemara Daf Hei and attached it to something much bigger. And something which is halacha l'maisa. something which could have a psak halacha, and as a matter of fact, has an explicit psak halacha to Zohar Beis. The Gemara says the fish. So now all of a sudden, I know which of the two approaches on that kind of base is more attractive. Which one? Kenasa. Palaniska Kenasa translates into not more nitchilaso, and therefore could you have learned carrot from the others? No! And that's why Tosis' kasha is so bothersome. That's why Tosis is so bothered by it. It's such a good kasha. It's not only that enough, hey, the Gemara presents both opinions, and that they could you have learned carrot from the other or not. Now, the Gemara is just quoting one of the two. The Gemara and that Bay is quoting one of the two, and the one that we have pasken like. Oh. Once you introduce the whole Pagliska, Mel Pagliska, Krasa overlay, that also gives us a weighting. And we have preference for Pagliska, Krasa, because that's Sakharov. And if we have preference for saying that we could not have learned Karen from the other, because Karen is Bahorche. The Tosfos has a really strong kasha now. That's why they injected the whole Beis Tam Lamedes. It makes the kasha stronger. Why is the Gemara not only not mention Machlokas, but it's only picking one and picking the one in the Pasuk line? It's a little strange. We'd like to make sense of our Gemara Lumanda Amar Pavanis Kekanasa, particularly since Pavanis Kekanasa is Tabi Paskin. So that's why the Arishan would say, okay, our Gemara is following Pavanis Kekanasa. And it's defensible, you know, for those who don't say not like Tosis, especially since, as we said yesterday, our Gemara is assuming Kavanos Lahazen. And our Gemara is built on the words of Rav Papa, who is one who said, Kavanos Lahazen, Pavanis Kekanasa. So I can understand saying our Gemara is, oh, Pagus Gamona, that's our Gemara. So that's how we're going. On the other hand, we pass from Pagus Gamona. This is a very early stage in the Gemara. Ketosis is motivated to want to figure out how would this piece of Gemara by Karen Mechuberes, how would that work, Lamanda Amar Pagus Gamona? Well, Ketosis is not ready to just say, okay, this Gemara is just Pagus Gamona. Sometimes he would. Particularly if we pass from Pagus Gemona, or if there was no Pesach. But we know the Pesach is the other way. Tosis is not so excited to get an answer. So again, let's recap what we have before we read the Yidei Shalom. So if we saw the Rosh Tosis is Kasha, and we sought over the last couple minutes to understand more of why Tosis phrased their Kasha as they did, and to see that the way they phrased their Kasha, although it made it a little more complicated, it added more punch to the Kasha. And it made us less willing to give an obvious answer. Again, Tosis Kasha had been that our Gemara said if we didn't have a pasuk of Zosav Bracha to teach me that when the Torah Mishpatim says Nikicha, that includes real horns. If I wouldn't have had that, I would have come to the second conclusion. Real horns have been, the Torah talking about Kiyigah Katzinet, that's only Karen Telusha. It's only holding the animal poking with a stick. And that Karen Mechuberes Taka is a different bit. I would have mistakenly thought that that's a different bit. That's what our Gemara says here. So this is what do you mean, a different bit? Meaning, I would have thought you could learn Karen, had I not known that Karen Mechuberes is part of the Parsha Nikicha, I would have thought it's a tolda of Shane Regal Ashmar. Tosa says, why is everyone here so convinced that I could have learned Karen from the others on the payment days? It's about focus, explicitly. And as you just said, Tosa also rejects the lundas that drives those two sheetas in that pay. I would suggest because that makes us less willing to say, oh, the Gemara here is just fine pot, that the sheetah you can learn, because the sheetah you can learn, that's Shalom Aviva the Hilkis. That's Lamanda Apagus Simona, but we've had Apagus the Kanasa. They say the Gemara just bestam, just working with that. Maybe. This is Rapapa, this is Kavanasa, but not so attractive. After all, and especially since, let's also remember one more point, this is a price that we're dealing with. Another reason why Tosa is not someone to say, it's only Lamanda Apagus Simona, but this is a price. Later on, it is Amaran talking. We're trying to find a price. So how come the Braisa gave two psukim? The Lamanda Amar Pagan is Kiknasa, and particularly since we paskin like Lamanda Pagan is Kiknasa. So that was Tosfos' kasha. Let's take a look at their teretz. The teretz is also a bit subtle. I'm sorry? The Yesh Lomar. So what are you going to say? Tosfos says, I have an answer. Leman da Arapagan is Kinasa. According to what it holds, Chatzi Nezek is Kinas. But what about Yerushua? The Karen is really about Meshune. And you really can, the one who says Nafeh, you could not have learned Karen from the rest. So why is our Gemara saying, Hazakamar, that which our Gemara says, Ava Bibuchuberes, Eva Kum, Ledesi. When the Gemara says, oh, if we only had the first pasuk, I would have said the Mechuberes is Nezachon from the outset. Yishalei Nezachon b'Hamishona, Lav Mishum de'itzur kalash mu'inan de'in ledes. If you hold on to the Tasa, and the Gemara, we don't mean that we really need the pasuk B'chor Shar Hadol to tell me that Keren Mechuberes is Hatzin. No. Really? What do we do? El Hatana, Hutra Pashun, the Tana needs to tell me, Lohavi Raya min Hapasuk, the Mechuberes Nami Hadi Bechavir. The Tana needs to tell me, a Pasuk, with Osa Bracha, Bechor Shar Hadalo, that this is included in the Gicha, Shalotit Elo Mar de Negicha Hainu Betush. I shouldn't make the mistake of thinking Negicha is only Tush like Karni Bar Zlot Zibkia. But Mechuberes Darach Lahazik Mechilaso, Benilma Bibar Mechavi Avas Lechaivo Lechapkilo Nezachal. What just happened? Tosu said, oh, the Gemara doesn't mean to tell me I need the second Pasuk to know that Karen Tush is Nezachatin Nezach. No! Instead, I need a second pasuk to know that Karen Mechuberes is not Chatzin Nezek. We're not saying A, no. Instead, we're saying A. Did you understand that, Tosis? Can you read that again? Right. Again, Tosis Kasha was, when you read the Tosis Terrors, it sounds like he says, no, I don't mean that, I mean exactly that. What was that? What was the answer? I gotta have the answer the question. Well, what are you even just answering? Again, the question was, how can it be that on Davdehe of Days is Machokas, but he's from Karen or not? Mandar probably Kasa said you can't learn Karen from the rest. So then why is it going here assuming that you could have learned Karen from the rest? Tosis seems to have answered, oh, we don't mean you could have learned Karen from the rest. We mean that you might have thought you could learn Karen from the rest. What's the change? Are you with me? This is a funny Teres Tosis. It's funny. The answer is going to be we're going to have to read Tosis more deftly. A tool you might want to also use, we have 6 minutes left, a tool often very, very valuable to pull out in situations like this, you come across a line of Tosis, Kasha Teres Nami Shalom, feel like there's something missing. So sometimes it's helpful to look in other Rishonim, particularly other Balei Tosis. The multiple sets of Tosis in any given Masechta. And often one will have a more elaborate version of what might appear elsewhere more tersely. So you're looking at Tosis Be'aperetz, for instance, or a copy of Tosis Be'aperetz. So Be'aperetz takes a lot longer to give this answer, and there's a lot more talking. But the truth is, if you read Tosis himself slowly and carefully, you'll already see the answer. Let's take a look. Let's see if the question is very, very directly relevant. This is a great point. Yeah?
Maybe it's talking about mechanics. He's saying, it's not that the second pasuk tells you that Mechuberes is Chatzin Nezek, because you would have thought it's a Tekshov otherwise. But the second pasuk, by default, you would have thought that Mechuberes is not included in Karen and Pasuk, therefore you would have thought that it's Nezek Shalei, so the Pasuk is teaching you it's included in Karen.
But we just said that the Manda of Hagan's Nasa, I would not have learned Karen from that.
Right, so
that's exactly how he starts the test. No, I would not that I would have learned Karen from the rest, just I would have thought to learn Karen from the rest.
No, but it's not that you don't need the second pasuk to tell you it's chatzi nezek. You need the second pasuk to tell you that it's included in kerem as a result of yichatzi.
So that's the same thing.
It's not.
The Torah says negi. Torah never says kerem. Torah says negi. Torah says negicha. Whatever negicha is, it gets chatzi nezek as a result. So the Brice is bringing two psukim to prove, to define what negicha is. So in the second pasuk, which was brought, the Gemara says, to make sure that we realize that kerem b'chuberes is also part of negicha, therefore chatzin. Why? Because otherwise, the Gemara says, I would have thought that somebody paid as a child. So it says, why would have otherwise somebody paid as a child? The Roman da Amar, you can't run kerem b'chuberes, you couldn't have run kerem b'chuberes, you wouldn't have been as a child, it would end up being chatzin as a child.
B'chuberes is not included within negicha in the Torah, then you think that it's only mitzvah orche. Chuberes would be orche, therefore it would be like the other.
I would have made a different assumption about mitzvahs. The pasuk, you're onto something, but you think that the pasuk b'chor shor hagadol is telling me something about how unlikely Karen is?
No, but you can decide how unlikely Karen is based on what's included within the Torah.
Isn't that backwards? I mean, I have a positive karsha of negicha. I need to look at what case the Torah describes and then figure out what are the features of that case the Torah is seizing upon.
Because both of them come together to create a picture.
Let's read Tosfiyah. Let's see what we find. Only because the clock is ticking. As a matter of fact, the clock is already. The clock is ticking. Yeshlom! Let's read Tosfiyah. The Laman the Arab Paganiska Kinasa, if you hold Paganiska Kinasa, the way we pass it, Karen is Lav Orche, and therefore the definition of Karen is that which is Lav Orche. Hadik Amar with Mukuberes and Mukuberes, let's see what the Gemara says. I didn't have that second puzzle, I would have thought that Mukuberes is not good Nigiha, and therefore I would have passed that Mukuberes is Chai of Nezah Shalem. La mishum de itzrich kra vashmuina de ingwedes ala hatana putzer vashmuina. You just got the key pair of terms. It's not that the pasuk needed to tell me this, it's what the tana needs to tell me. In principle, the din would be the same. Because in principle, you're right. If I had no proof that the parsha and chumash, the av of negicha includes keren mechuberes, classic keren. In truth, it then would have been the same, because you can't learn keren even mechuberes from the other avos, because chas v'shalom kind of having the kasa. So in truth, in principle, it's all the same. And that's what the Goren Dachayim of Beis was asking about, which text? Chumash. Goren Dachayim of Beis was wondering, why does the Chumash need to give me so many paragraphs of Nezek? Just give me two, I'll figure out the rest. What would I be able to figure out if the Chumash only had fewer? The Goren Dachayim of Beis is talking about what's really true. What would I really be able to derive or not derive from the Sukkim and Chumash? And if you hold Paganis Kekrasa, if you hold the Karen pretty La Jorge, then you cannot derive Karen for the rest. That's true. And therefore, in truth, if I had a parsha that spoke about Karen Talusha, and you were to ask me what is in fact the din of Karen Mukhaber, the answer would be Katsineze. I cannot learn, according to that Man Da'amar, in the days, I cannot learn Karen Talusha, Karen Mukhaberes, Karen for the rest. What's going on now? Beis is not talking about the text we're analyzing. Is not why does the Chumash have so many parshios? It's why does the Braisa quote so many psukim? Not a question. We're not discussing what does the Torah need to present in truth. What does the Tana need to present? And maybe the Peret makes it clear. Tosfos himself makes it clear. Here's not just a question of abstract conceptual thinking, it's a question of practical pedagogy. I want to make sure I'm clear and not misunderstood. What Rav Peretz talks about more explicitly is Das Shotim. I'm trying to be a little more clear so I avoid people misunderstanding. Oh. And why he says, we'll wrap up in the next minute or two. Maybe could have started in around 6 minutes. Again, it's not that the Pasuk actually needs to give me another parsha. No. If I have the psukim, I would not have derived karen from the others, and I would have come to the, if I were actually thinking through the psukim properly, I would come to the correct conclusion that karen, michu, beres, is only chatzi nezek. What the Gemara here is talking about is hatana hotzuch la'ashmi'ina. Why is the Tana adding the extra? Maybe it's not a prush, it's just a giwin. He can bring as many giwin as he wants. But why in the Tana's presentation, he's teaching, not deriding. He's teaching us the demon. Why do you have to include so many different proofs in his educational presentation? You know why? Because he wanted to make sure that it would be clear that people wouldn't make illogical mistakes. In other words, of course, if I think things through carefully, I'll come to the correct conclusion, but maybe people wouldn't think things through. So he doesn't want to be misunderstood. The Tana wants to make sure, Lahavi Ryan Apat Mikhuber is Nami Hatam Lihika. He wants to add that second pasuk. He doesn't want to be lengthy for no reason, but there's value added in adding the second pasuk, which does talk about Karim Mikhuberis. Why? Shalom Tite, important word. You shouldn't make a mistake to say Negicha is Tolusha, and Mechuberes, here's part of the mistake. And that Mechuberes is down to Lahazik Mechilaso, and that therefore I could learn from Baruch Adni, Avos, Lechayim Lechapila, Nezek Shoen. I could have, the Tana wants to make sure I don't make a mistake. I could, according to Ravuna Bereh Yeshua, mistakenly, if the Bryce longer printed the first pasuk, I could have made the mistake of thinking Palganis Kamemona, could have made the mistake of thinking that Karen is not, Karen in the Chuberis is not so abnormal, coming back to what you said. I would have made the mistake of thinking, oh, it's only Tulusha which is Negicha and therefore Chatzi Nezek, but I would have made the mistake of thinking that Mechuberis is somehow derivable Nezek Shalem from the other Avos. In fact, it's false. Just, that's not reason for the Torah to add a Parsha, or it is reason for the Torah to add a Parsha. But here we're not talking that. Hayes is talking about what can I actually derive from the psukim. Now Bayes is concerned with the Tana needs to be clear enough to make sure I don't make mistakes. Mistakes that if I would think carefully, I would recognize what I don't mistake. But he wants to give a clear presentation. Two very different types of questions on Daf Hey and Daf Bayes, and that's why Daf Hey is a machlokes. Daf Bayes is not a machlokes at all. We will wrap it up with Bli Neder tomorrow. I've always said you should fast well, physically, and spiritually.